Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ground ball, base hit in the right field. Heading for third is Terrence Long. The throw by Ichiro. Beautiful Peggy. Get him. Holy smoke. A laser beam strike from Ichiro.
When you go down like that.
Sabathia down the right field line.
Well, the new Baseball Hall of Fame class has been announced, and they will be inducted officially into Cooperstown in July. It will be Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia, and Billy Wagner joining Dick Allen and Dave Parker. Those two were elected by the Classic Era Committee. The Bernie Miklas Report is brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. We welcome in Bernie Miklas, who is with us usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we got to change it up a little bit, so he's with us today and tomorrow. Bernie, how you doing?
Doing well, and thanks. I'm getting a lot of bounce back. That could be my problem, though. I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
You know, it could be us too. Who knows? Technology's hard.
Yeah, I don't. I'll try to work through it. It's weird. What I was going to say is, thanks for accommodating my schedule. But it was along with Tom Ackerman, members of the Red Ribbon Hall of Fame Selection Committee, Cardinals Hall of Fame, and so I was in the middle of that.
So let's get to that in just a moment. But again, Ichiro is in. On his first try, CC Sabathia is in. Billy Wagner finally gets in. How do you feel about this class?
Oh, Suzuki's one of the great players ever and one of the most unique and enduring and unusual players in that, you know, he came to the big leagues at age 27 and ended up with over 3,000 hits. I mean, that's just crazy. 10 gold gloves. I mean, awards all over the place. I mean, really one of the most accomplished hitters of our time. So he was a lock. There was one idiot who didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that's all about. But those idiots are there every year, you know. I thought CC Sabathia was absolutely deserving. If I may fuss about one thing, it really doesn't matter. But I thought the overwhelming percentage of votes that was was way over 86%. I think that was a bit much. I mean, he got a higher percentage of the votes, for example, than Bob Gibson did when he was elected to the Hall of Fame. But you got to always remember something. CC Sabathia pitched for a long time and for the Yankees, and here we go again. But he is absolutely deserving. And I was on the Billy Wagner bandwagon for that too. I mean, he was one of those guys, if you really go underneath the numbers or you focus on the most important numbers, you can make a case that he was the best left-handed reliever in modern history. So I think he did great. I think I'm glad he got in. I think Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones will be next in line. I mean, they came close enough this year to they make a leap next season, they'll get into the Hall of Fame. And I think down the road, I think where Chase Utley finished in the voting yesterday, I think it trends well for him over several years to eventually make it to Cooperstown.
So you mentioned something that is my number one. It is the thing that does not affect me in any way that infuriates me, that it actually gets my blood boiling when you've got these writers who like to make some sort of statement or say, well, a player is not deserving of a unanimous vote into the Hall of Fame because so-and-so didn't get one. This sanctimonious crap from some of these baseball writers. The one person out of 344 people did not vote for Ichiro. We don't know who it is. And usually they say, I turned in a blank ballot this year for some dumb reason. Back in 2016, Bernie, there were members of the Writers Association who voted in favor of forcing every writer to reveal their ballot. So we know who they are and we know what they did. But that was shot down by the Baseball Writers Association. Should everybody know who all of these people vote for?
100%. when I was voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I think, by the way, I'll read that maybe next year because I took a break from the Baseball Writers Association. That's neither here nor there. But I was always happy to share my vote, my whole ballot. I don't particularly like these 10,000-word essays from like every other – from hundreds of writers. They feel like they have to explain every single vote. You know, that has a look at me type thing that's a turnoff. But to your point, if especially these clowns who send in blank ballots, which hurts all the players, not just you know, because it pulls down the overall collective percentage of individual players. Those people are hopeless show-offs who are just pining and almost begging for attention. And the other set of clowns are these people who, you know, in the year 2024, you know, even going back 7-8 years where we should know better by now, they'll withhold their vote for a guy on the first ballot because, well, Ty Cobb didn't get every vote. He didn't get voted in the first time. It's because the old timey sports writers had these very strange quirks about making a guy wait a year. Why is it that the younger generation of idiots, why do they feel obligated to do the same thing? If something is stupid and makes no sense, oh, you're going to repeat it? You're going to follow that lead? I mean, the whole baseball Hall of Fame voting process is just, I'm with you, Ron. It has led to a tremendous amount of aggravation for me over the years.
Bernie, do you think that, you know, sometimes things have unintended consequences because human nature is weird, but that idea of you have to make your ballots public so that way we can all see who the idiot is, is there a potential that that would cause more idiots who want to be the guy who gets to showboat why he didn't vote for someone and write this essay knowing everyone's going to go see why he didn't vote a certain way?
It's a great question. I don't think so. We don't know for sure, but I think it could have the opposite effect. I think it could be more along the lines of, if people found out who the one bozo was who didn't vote for Ichiro this year, I mean, he's going to get, you know, he or she is going to get 5,000, you know, nasty emails, and it's going to get banged around on Twitter or X or whatever. And it's going to get a lot of unwanted attention that I don't think other people would want to put up with and expose themselves to that. Here's an idea. Just vote for the best players, and then you don't have to worry about posturing the way some of these people do. Just play it straight.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty obvious who most Hall of Famers are. There is a difference of opinion on certain players. We're not always going to agree. But when there are obvious Hall of Famers, obvious, their credentials are beyond question, just vote for them. I mean, what I don't understand the mentality.
Yeah.
And no, people like that should be exposed because maybe it'll prevent other people from following the clown car and trying to get a ride on that.
They should make me in charge of the "you don't deserve it anymore" committee.
Right.
Like, I'll just, yeah, I'm sorry, your vote's stupid. You don't get a ballot anymore. And it's unilateral. Nobody can debate me. All right, so Mariano Rivera is the only player ever to be unanimously selected, so Ichiro did not get to that point. And my guess is it's probably somebody who just hates the idea of a unanimous selection. So
sure.
You mentioned Carlos Beltran, who did not get in. He got over 70% of the vote. You have to get 75. Does he, and you do think ultimately he will make it?
I think he'll make it next year. I mean, I think him and Andrew Jones can all but book it to Cooperstown. You know, and one thing that surprised me a little bit, I pass no judgment on this, but there was a general feeling among the baseball writers that Beltran would have a really, really hard time because he was exposed in the Houston Astros bang the garbage can, cheating scandal. But actually, no, it really hasn't made a difference. I think people have looked past that. He's had a great career. You know, he was involved in something that he shouldn't have been involved in. But I'm also a cynic from the standpoint, or I'm a realist. That's a better word to put it. Cheating has always gone on in baseball as far as stealing signs. That was nothing new. The Astros pushed it way too far but it shouldn't be something to disqualify Beltran from being honored in the Hall of Fame. Because if you do that, I can't even imagine the number of Hall of Famers that are in there now through the decades participated in some kind of cheating scheme, because it's been part of baseball for a long, long time. I'm talking about stealing signs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bernie, I want to ask you a question that was posed by Derek Gould, and that is, will Albert Pujols be the first position player unanimously elected to the Hall of Fame?
I would say no, because I don't trust the electorate. There's always going to be people playing games and trying to do gymnastics and go into contortions to justify not voting for a player. And I don't know what the basis would be. I hope that he's a unanimous selection. You know why? Let me give you this, because it's one of my favorite stats, and I don't think it gets enough national attention. There is one player in the history of Major League Baseball, all time, one player who has this combination: more than 3,000 hits, more than 700 home runs, more than 2,000 RBIs, and multiple MVP awards. Albert Pujols is the only player in the history of Major League Baseball to do that. And you mean to tell me some palooka, some goofball's not going to vote for him when he's in a group of one? It's not a group. One guy can claim that on his resume. It's Albert Pujols, three MVP awards. I mean, on and on and on. But there'll be some joker that's going to have to like try to show off or whatever. Well, I didn't feel obligated to look at what happened when he went to the Angels. He wasn't that good after that, you know, that kind of thing. It's just ridiculous.
Yep. Let me start that committee right now. It's a committee of one, and I get to decide if you get to keep your vote or not. Are you in?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, but now, well, hold on now. Okay. I gotta trust you 100%.
Okay.
I don't want Commissioner Ranji banning people from voting because he disagrees with their choices.
Well, no, if you blank ballot, you're out.
Out. I agree.
Out. Blank ballot, out. Leaving off somebody because you don't like unanimous winners, out.
Mm-hmm.
Never again. In fact, you're not even allowed. Your press credentials revoked forever, too. You can't even go to games anymore.
You're
banned from stadiums. In fact, I might even remove your cable subscription, so you can't even watch games anymore.
Wow.
No more baseball for you. Out.
Yeah. You're like the ultimate tribunal for baseball writers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, any thoughts on the it's a couple of days removed, but any thoughts on the national championship game?
It went as I expected. You know, I picked Ohio State to win. I did a video on it. I wrote about it, and I explained the reasons why. And the reasons why I went into pretty much happened. The only thing is, I thought that Notre Dame would keep it close. I think they would. I thought they were going to be able to drag it into the fourth quarter, and Ohio State would, you know, score late and kind of open up a 10-point margin or whatever. And so if I were a gambler on that game, I would have bet Notre Dame to cover, and that didn't happen. But they made a comeback, and they tried to make it close, and I don't think they have anything to be ashamed of. I mean, Ohio State, after that Michigan loss, just completely transformed themselves as a team. On offense, their defense, they used different schemes. They became way more aggressive, and that loss to Michigan kind of pulled them together as a team, and they were a whole new team once they got to the playoff. But the sad thing is, there are still people that are Buckeye fans. I'm sure. I'm certain. It might be like these Hall of Fame voters with their blank ballots. There's some people that would say, well, if we ask them, well, would you prefer you have to pick one or the other, a win over Michigan each year or a national championship? There would be a minority, at least a minority, but some Ohio State fans who would say, oh, beat Michigan. I want that instead. They're the equivalent of I'm not going to vote for, vote for Ichiro, for the Hall of Fame.
All right, Bernie, we're going to do it again tomorrow. But before we say goodbye, tell us about our friends at Saliga.
I would love to do that. Thank you. Saliga Heating and Cooling has been helping the Miklas family for 16 years. We've come to count on this proud, independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer to always, always do the right thing and do the great work and to be reliable and trustworthy and classy in your home. Saliga Heating and Cooling, in our experience, has really gone out of their way to save us money, you know, where they could have just said, yeah, you need this or you need that. In other words, trying to sell us something more expensive, and we don't know whether we really need it or not, because that's not our level of expertise. But no, they'll look for solutions that actually solve the problem but save you money. Another reason why their integrity, to me, 100% grade on that. And they also have that American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Equipment. But the Saliga family's been doing this since 1927. I want to just say before I go, you know, the Priority Club is a maintenance program, and I'm a member. We're a member of that here at the Miklos Home. We have been for years. It's really good because being on a maintenance plan, preventative maintenance can be really good for you because it gives you peace of mind in terms of safety. It can be an economical advantage because if you have regular maintenance, it extends equipment life. You can the service is outstanding. You can trust Saliga. You also get some other perks like priority scheduling. If you want more details on that, and really you should consider it because it's very helpful. Saliga Heating and Cooling.